Hey, what's up, you guys? Happy Sunday. I had a long weekend, so I didn't really check in like that, but just know that everyone was on my mind. I love all y'all so much, like, for real. I just want to talk to you guys about depression today and how real depression is. Like, I've experienced it. People around me have experienced it, and it's like nothing you ever felt before. Like, it's so weird. Like, I don't know. It's kind of like an out-of-body experience. Like, it's not a natural feeling. You know what I'm saying? You really feel like you don't belong on this earth. And, you know, you have to really go through it to be, when people talk, because, you know, when I was younger and I never experienced, and people say depression, anxiety, you know what the fuck that is. So when people never experienced it, it's like they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because they never felt those type of feelings. So they don't understand how fucking heart-wrenching it actually is and what it takes from you and the people around you. Like, it's kind of like being locked up. I never was locked up, but I can only imagine, like, when you're locked up, like, people, your whole family, and you go through the whole bit together. It's like, it's not only you locked up, it's like your family is locked up too, because they have to do the time with you. So, when you're going through depression, it's kind of like the same thing, because it's like the real you is locked away somewhere, and depression is what you know, that's what your family sees. You know what I'm saying? They understand you're not the same person. Well, if they've been through it, they understand you're not the same person. And it's a whole different experience. But I went through it, and I'm kind of glad I did, because it makes me more compassionate for other people. I'm more understanding, you know what I'm saying? I could kind of deal with stuff a little better than what I used to. I have the patience to actually sit and listen to people, because you know, you never know what people are going through. But if you know somebody experiencing depression, just be more patient with them. You know, be patient, have a listening ear, because at the end of the day, that's what we are here for. We're here to help each other out. It's just not about us, you know. We have to love each other. We have to love on each other. We have to pour into each other. But pouring each other to a limit, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to pour so much until you're empty and it's drained, and you're drained out, and you don't have nothing to give yourself or nobody else. You know what I'm saying? You have to pour, and, you know, make sure you have good people around you that can pour into you, you know? And it's all about balance. Like, you can never get too high. You can never get too low. It's all about balance. You have to, and even with it could be coworkers, your friends, relationships, whatever. Just, you know, I understand. You have to give what you have. Give them enough of you, but don't give them all of you. Like, don't give nothing, like, all of you. Like, you have to keep something for yourself, you know. Because at the end of the day, you can't help nobody else if you all, you know, you thrown the fuck off. You just can't do it. And, y'all have nothing fucking else to tell y'all, because I'm waiting on roadside assistance, and because my keys are locked in my car. So that might be why I'm talking about depression. Because that shit, like, it want to creep up on me. That motherfucker want to creep up on me this morning, man. But, depression is real. I felt like that. I felt like I didn't want to, you know, live anymore. It was hard to find something to live for. You know, and maybe people have. And then I'm thinking everybody maybe have experienced it. But when it comes, people
you wouldn't really call it depression because it may be in stints. You know what I'm saying? It might be people felt those type of way, those type of feelings, but it wasn't for a long period of time. And I guess the time determines whether it's depression or not. You know, so that's what I'm thinking. So maybe it's not just certain people, it's everyone, but it just depends on the amount of time you've experienced it, which determines if it's depression or not. And I don't know, you guys, I mean, whatever, you have to do what works for you. Like if it's bad and you feel like you need some medication, you have to go do that. You got to do whatever it takes, because you got to know that you're worthy. You know, you have to pray. Some people might need both. Maybe you need some medicine and, you know, or religion. Some people need religion. That can boost your serotonin levels. You know, because usually it's a chemical imbalance. You know, for the most part, that's what it is. Your serotonin levels are low in your brain. So, you know, some people get medicated because of that. Or some people, if you have kids, that can be a source of happiness for you. You know, if not, then religion. It's whatever that gives you that kick that makes you feel better. You know, you got to do what you need. And if, you know, all else fails and you need me to talk to, I'm always around. Like, most people listen to me, they know who I am. And, you know, you can hit me up. I joke a lot and I laugh a lot, but I promise you, I give you all I have when it comes to that. And I'm going to just let you guys go because I'm tired. I'm in here drinking a Coke. I'm not supposed to be drinking a Coke. But I had fun the weekend. I had fun. I was drinking. And when I drink, I start to call a lot of people. And so whoever I call, you know, and was talking to, I'm sorry, y'all. I don't want to, because I can make y'all depressed with my bullshit. I already know that. So just, you guys have a great week. Have an awesome, 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 awesome week. Give the world everything good you have to give. And, you know, leave yourself open to receive those blessings. Because whatever you put in the universe, it'll come back to you. So always put out positive vibes. Love you guys.